This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Wilderness Labs. Meadow by Wilderness Labs is the only IoT developer platform that supports full .NET on microcontrollers out there. Their mission is to make building IoT hardware as easy as creating web or mobile apps. Get 10% off when you use the code IoTforAll at their online store at store.wildernesslabs.co. Welcome, Richard, to the IoT for All podcast. Thanks for being here this week.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Before we jump into our conversation that we have planned, would be great if you could give an introduction about yourself and the company you work with to our audience.
Yeah, so I'm Richard Baranek. I'm the managing partner at Brash Product Development, Inc. So we're a turnkey product development firm. What that means is we bring together a wide range of engineering, industrial design, and software development services. So we do everything from electronics development, mechanical engineering, UI UX design for software, enclosure design, and web mobile software, and bring that all together in the projects that we do. We have a couple of areas that we work in regularly. Medical devices is one. IoT is one, obviously, as well. Consumer electronics. But otherwise, we're pretty agnostic in terms of the projects we take on. As long as it's interesting, we'll bring those services together and build it out.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we're familiar with kind of the IoT side of the work you all do, and you have some impressive stuff out there. So I wanted to jump into some things that I'm sure have been learnings from a lot of that experience that I think our audience is going to get a lot of value out of. And the main area that I wanted to talk about was off-the-shelf versus custom IoT solutions and kind of what the difference means. I think there's a lot of talk in the market right now about the value and importance of end-to-end solutions. But when it comes to finding the right solution for your company, depending on who you talk to, they will have off-the-shelf, I should probably use that in air quotes, solutions that you can adopt, and then ones that are custom. And then there's probably like a hybrid of some in some nature, right, where you have a large portion of the solution is ready to go, but a piece of it needs to be customized. So when we talk about off-the-shelf versus custom, if we start with off-the-shelf, what does it mean for an IoT solution to be kind of considered off-the-shelf? What are the benefits, drawbacks, challenges? Kind of how does that fit in? And then we'll jump into the custom side in a second.
You know, when it comes to off-the-shelf, I would, you know, give two main subcategories to that. One is hardware and the other one being software. On the hardware side, you know, is it, you know, the common hardware pieces in the IoT solution is, you know, the sensor, whatever piece is giving you the data that you want. And then there might be some communication infrastructure, you know, gateways, cellular communication, Wi-Fi communication that's getting that sensor data onto the cloud. So, you know, in terms of off the shelf, is there a hardware piece that does that for you and gives you the functionality that you want in terms of getting the data that you want with the precision, accuracy, update frequency, and all of that? And that goes both for, you know, the raw kind of sensor data that you might be taking, and as well as the communication infrastructure. Those kind of go hand in hand in terms of those functionality. The software bit of that is then, you know, accessing, displaying that data the way that you want it, right? And whatever other logic you may want to run on it. So, you know, seeing the data is one thing, but you know, in terms of web dashboards, mobile applications that allow you to access that data, there's so many requirements that go into it, from, you know, how users are accessing it and how you control that. If you're setting up any kind of additional logic like alerts. So, you know, the off-the-shelf solutions are, you know, what hardware is out there that does that for you? And then on the software side, you know, what are you able to get that plugs into that hardware that shows you the data the way that you want it to?
And on the other side of this, when we talk about custom, I know there are varying levels of customization that might be needed or required for a solution. How does that usually fit into the conversation? When is that something that companies kind of, I guess, lean more towards versus off the shelf? And what are those benefits, drawbacks, kind of things that we should be thinking about when we hear the word custom IoT solutions?
Yeah, and that's certainly, you know, when a company like Brash kind of comes into play, because most of the people coming to us, you know, have kind of exhausted what's available off the shelf, and they've kind of, you know, crossed that barrier and said, okay, you know, whatever's out there isn't working for us, or it's not going to meet our functional requirements. And so we need to customize it to a certain degree. And that comes in a lot of different flavors. on both of those subcategories that we mentioned, both hardware or software. So it can mean that, look, I need to measure a specific thing with a specific sensor at a specific rate, and whatever existing IoT sensors that are out there can't do it. It can be that, you know, I want a very specific dashboard solution or logic on the software side, and I want to marry that. And it could be a hybrid as well, as you mentioned before, where, you know, there might be a lot of the pieces out there. There might be a sensor out there that does what you want it to do, but you want, you know, a customized dashboard that shows it in a different way, or you need to develop different firmware for that sensor to get it to operate exactly the way that you want it to. And so most solutions are not either purely custom or purely off the shelf. They end up being, you know, a kind of a grab bag of, you know, what's available out there and then putting it together into a working solution.
I know people, when they hear the word custom, they often immediately think that this is going to be much more expensive, or the process is going to be having to start from scratch. But it sounds like from your conversation, that doesn't necessarily always have to be the case.
Yeah, there's certainly a whole spectrum out there. You know, we've had customers across the whole spectrum where we've had people that wanted to start with a blank slate, wanted absolute control over the hardware, communication, back end and front end, and wanted, you know, a fully, you know, enclosed ecosystem that way. And that's certainly your highest development cost path, right? And the trade-off is that you get the functionality that you want, and you get to choose how every part of it works, and you have that kind of control. On the other end of the spectrum, you know, it could be a customer that already has a dashboard. You know, a lot of enterprise customers already have, you know, existing dashboard and tool to process and visualize data. So it's more, you know, we want a very specific sensor, right? And have hardware developed. Or it can be even as simple as existing sensor, existing hardware, but the firmware just needs to be tweaked a little bit to get it to work the way that they want it to, or work on a different communication protocol. So all of those kinds of situations arise.
And are there more risks associated with one or the other? I imagine with more off the shelf, it's kind of tried and true, potentially has more, it's gone through the paces to be tested and then kind of scaled out to be more off the shelf versus custom. Is there any kind of long-term drawbacks, long-term benefits that we should be thinking about when kind of evaluating the difference between custom and off the shelf?
Yeah, well, certainly when you're buying something off the shelf, it comes with the support of the vendor, right? And you're buying a solution and a product that's being supported by an existing vendor. So I think that's the biggest part of it, right? If there's updates, if there's bugs, you know, the vendor is dealing with all of the issues associated with that, and they're there to deal with that for you. As soon as you get into something custom developed, you become, you know, an owner and a manager of that product or that solution, and that everything that comes with it. So, you know, for hardware, that can be quite involved, right? You know, if you're building an IoT sensor, well, there's going to be a PCB there. There's going to be an enclosure there. Those need to get manufactured, assembled, packaged, sent out. Quality assurance has to be done on it. You're managing that supply chain and everything that goes along with it. So that can be quite involved. And for software, it's similar, right? You're developing a piece of software, you're running it, you know, somebody's got to make sure that that software is up, right, and that it isn't crashing, and dealing with bugs and dealing with support cases. So you kind of need, depending on what you're developing and how involved it is, you end up owning all of that infrastructure and needing to control it.
And you mentioned with the custom, you kind of become the owner and need to manage it with, or I guess my question is, for an organization that might go that route, do they need to have a certain type of internal team in place to support going custom? Or, and then on the same on the other side of this, is in a similar question, is there a type of infrastructure you need in place personnel wise to help decide if one is even capable versus the other to take on for an organization, or how does that play into the decision making process?
Yeah, certainly if you're, you know, developing and deploying custom hardware or software, you need a team that manages those aspects to a certain degree. It doesn't have to be internally necessarily. You know, a company like ours handles, you know, the design portion of it, and to a certain extent as well, the support of those products, right? If there's changes that are required or if bugs come up, then there's kind of the day-to-day operations, right? So for hardware, for manufacturing, you can outsource a lot of that and just get final product delivered to you. And you're paying a certain premium for somebody to handle the manufacturing logistics and the quality once, you know, that design portion is finished. So that can be outsourced. It doesn't need to be internal, but you do, there's a minimum amount of kind of logistics overhead to deal with that. And similarly with software, you know, most software, you know, as long as it doesn't get too complicated or scale too big, can run on its own in the cloud for the most part. But bugs come up, you know, you want feature changes, all of that. And you need some minimal level of DevOps as well. Again, a lot of that can be outsourced. If it's a simple project, you know, that doesn't require a lot of scale, you can outsource a lot of that fairly easily. But then if it does scale, right, if it's really big, then you can hire that team internally as well.
So if we kind of look at it from a different angle outside of the personnel and the team you would need, what about existing structure from a technology standpoint in, you know, legacy systems, other types of technology they already have implemented? How does that factor into the viability of an off-the-shelf versus custom kind of decision?
It's a limitation on both sides, you know, whether you're going custom or off-the-shelf, because that integration with existing systems, you know, whether it's hardware that you're already using or software infrastructure that you already have in place, becomes a requirement in that decision tree, right? And it can push you in one direction or the other, right? If you're already in a certain ecosystem for your IoT and software, then there might be off-the-shelf solutions available to you there. Or it might be limiting in the sense that, you know, hey, you really want to stay within this infrastructure that, you know, how you're managing your data and visualizing it. And so you need to customize whatever new thing you want to build out to be compatible with that. So it kind of ends up being a driving requirement in either direction.
That makes a lot of sense. And to kind of round out this portion of the conversation, are there other requirements that influence the decision between going custom versus going off the shelf? We talked about, you know, the team structure internally. We talked about the existing infrastructure from a legacy system standpoint. I imagine cost, time, all, a lot of other things are factoring into decisions. What are the ones that really lead the way in the discussions that you have with companies?
Yeah, you know, cost and timeline is always a big decision factor in terms of any direction that you take. But then that always gets traded off with the required functionality, right? And then there's, you know, we can propose always different hybrid models, right, in terms of how much custom development we do and the trade-off with that functionality. But otherwise, it comes down to, you know, starting with the core requirements of the application and kind of all the standard IoT questions that come with that. You know, what do you want to measure? How frequently? How do you want to communicate that data? In what conditions? What environment are you operating in? You know, those are kind of the hardware questions. And then the software ones are, you know, what functionality do you need? What data do you want to show? Who gets to see it and how? You know, is there other logic that you want to build in, such as alert notifications or automated, you know, decision making? And then you take all of that in and you have a conversation of, you know, some things are easy to do custom, some things are easier to do off the shelf, and then, you know, trading off what is the time and cost to implementing each of those.
And I imagine that you can kind of approach it where hardware and software can be looked at independently, as even though they are kind of intertwined, obviously, with the end solution. But if you go custom with software, doesn't necessarily mean you have to go custom with hardware, correct? Like you could do off the shelf one, custom with the other, as long as they're compatible and you know, they have a company that can help integrate them in together.
Yeah, and that's a great thing with kind of where IoT has gone over the past few years, is that interoperability is ever increasing. And so most hardware providers, you know, provide open access APIs to the data, right? It gets sent to an MQTT broker, you have the data there, and then that can be processed by, you know, whatever backend or software that you want, and you have the ability to access that data. So there's certainly a separation between the two. That being said, you know, vendors are variable in terms of their documentation and support, right? Both on the software and hardware side. So sometimes it's really easy to get stuff to work. Sometimes, you know, it isn't, and having that end-to-end control is really valuable. You know, in terms of, you know, the best user experiences end up being kind of the Apple model, right? Where you do control everything end to end, and you control every part of it, and you can adjust every part of it if you need to be. But that usually comes at a cost, right? But yeah, if that's really one of the aims, is that everything kind of works together seamlessly, and you have a great user experience, then usually that's the direction you need to go to. Bringing together different pieces together works, but you know, often there's hiccups here and there that come along with that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you had companies come to you that have maybe gone down one path, like gone the custom route, and it didn't work out, and they kind of came to you and said, hey, can we just figure out that there's an off-the-shelf solution, or vice versa? Hey, we went off the shelf, we deployed something, it really didn't do what we wanted, we need another level of kind of customization to this, can we go the other route now? Like, does that ever happen? And if so, what does it look like?
The latter happens pretty much all the time. The former, not so much, right? Because the decision process usually for somebody who was looking to deploy an IoT solution is, you know, hey, let's look at what's out there. Let's try it out and see if it meets our needs. And so usually customers that are coming to us, you know, they've been through that and they say, hey, look, we've tried what's out there and we know what's available and we know that it doesn't meet our needs. And that's why we're looking at a custom solution. The other way around, I think, doesn't happen so much, right? Where, you know, it's, you start custom, you know, unless something new comes out, right? You know that whatever's in the market is not going to meet your needs.
When it comes to making the decision on going custom versus off the shelf, what oftentimes makes one a better fit than the other? And how do companies go about from the early stages to decide which path is more a fit for them? I know we've talked about a lot of different factors that play into this, but in those discussions you have, or as people are listening to this that may be in that stage of their decision-making process, what advice do you have for them to help evaluate if custom or off-the-shelf is a better fit for what it is that they're looking to try to do?
Ultimately comes down to the functional requirements of the application, right? And we have, the IoT industry is so broad, right? There's so many different applications out there. And every time, you know, we speak to a customer, it comes down to whatever they want to do is really specific and peculiar in their way, right? Because you think there's so much general functionality in IoT, but then every application is unique in its own way. And then, you know, those kind of general solutions might break down for that unique application. And that's usually the story for those things where, you know, it's just unique and specific in that way. And for that reason, you know, it has requirements that need a custom approach. But, you know, usually we scale up with customers as well, right? It's rare that you move to straight, you know, let's build a custom thing straight away. You can often build a proof of concept prototype using, you know, development boards, off-the-shelf pieces, right, to really test out your thesis and test out the design and make sure that you're taking the right direction. So you're not going into full custom development right away. Often you're leveraging existing tools that are, you know, prototype-y or fully developed to try and get you maybe 70 or 80% of the way and, you know, test that out to make sure that the architecture that you're selecting is the right one.
Yeah, I think it does a really good job of showing the power of IoT and what it can do for an organization during those pilot stages. Because as you mentioned earlier with interoperability, it does open the door for a lot of other solutions to be built on top of the initial infrastructure you set up to launch the first solution. And we talk with companies about that all the time, is once you get something in the door and you start monitoring and tracking or tracking, you know, something in your business, and then you start to, you know, connect that to other things that you do on how that could be optimized or automated or get better insights into through other IoT solutions that you can bring in and kind of put on top of the existing system you have, which I think is a big testament to kind of where the industry is now.
Yeah, and absolutely. You know, there's so many great tools out there as well to get you started and get you, you know, that 70, 80% functionality so that you can try the different hardware, you can visualize the data, and maybe it doesn't give you everything that you need, but it gets you a kind of functional solution that you can try out initially, and then you can really make that decision. Well, you know, do I really need the customization that I need, or you know, am I okay using these initial tools and this initial hardware in a first version, you know, build out my application that way, and then, you know, really understand what is critical, what is not critical, and then go the custom route if it's needed.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of companies who have focused on building low code and no code tools, trying to advocate for that, you know, being able to do that themselves, a company can pick it up, try something out, and then if it works out, work with an organization to help scale, help kind of add custom layers onto and things like that. But we've seen a lot of growth in that area of the space, I feel like, over the last couple of years or so.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, I think it's kind of part of the sales path for a lot of, you know, established companies as well, right? Where you have that initial solution that kind of gives you that core functionality. But, you know, ultimately most customers, especially as you scale up in their size, you know, on a way to enterprise, they're going to want some level of customization, API access, or, you know, enterprise customers are running, you know, their existing ERP systems that they're going to want to plug that data into. And so that inevitably results into some amount of customization, you know, non-recurring engineering work that gets done for those solutions one way or the other.
The last thing I want to ask you before I let you go is just any other general advice or thoughts you have for our audience who is looking to start their IoT journey, or maybe they've already tried and they haven't had the greatest success. What's the best way for them to kind of get started on the right path or right the ship potentially and start to see success with an IoT solution deployment? Just for anything else we maybe did not cover that would be worth mentioning before we go here.
Yeah, I think it's taking the right stepped approach, you know, and we touched upon that a little bit. And a lot of that is starting with, you know, do a thorough search of the tools that are available out there, speak to the vendors. And then if something looks, it might not look like 100% fit, but maybe even a 70 or 80% fit of what you need, it's worth trying out, right? And doing, you know, buying a dev kit and trying out that system and seeing what kind of data and functionality you get out of it. And slowly ramping up to, you know, maybe a pilot with that solution, or at that stage you might realize that you want to go custom, and then it's time to speak to a company like ours, and then, you know, do those trade-offs of combining existing solutions versus fully custom and what you can do, and slowly ramp up that decision tree.
And for our audience who might want to reach out after this conversation and listening to this podcast, touch base on anything we talked about here, just follow up in general, what's the best way that they can do that? Where can they learn more about what you have going on? Kind of what's the best path there?
Best way is to come visit us at our website at brashinc.com. You know, that features all the ways to reach us, and, you know, you get to view our full portfolio of work that we've done there in past projects.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for coming on. I think this is a very timely conversation where, you know, our kind of organization, as well as many others, really believe we're in a spot where solutions are starting to really lead the way for the IoT industry. And the work you all do is obviously contributing to that. So thanks for coming on and talking through a question that comes up very often: off the shelf versus custom, how to make the decision, pros and cons, long-term, short-term benefits, all that kind of good stuff. Really appreciate it and excited to get this out to our audience.
Great. Thanks for having me, Ryan. I thought it was a great chat. And yeah, it's great to get the information out there in terms of what's involved for developing custom solutions in IoT.